Next on Northwestern Outdoors Radio, we are taking you to Oregon. That's where Mountain House makes freeze-dried food. They've been doing it for a long time, and it keeps getting better and better. In fact, we're going to tell you about some brand new meals coming out. And with us here to share that news is Brandy Lamb with Mountain House Foods. Welcome to the show, Brandy.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
So, Brandy, why don't you go ahead and share with our listeners the Mountain House story?
Yeah, I'd love to, because it's a pretty amazing story. Our foods were actually first used during the Vietnam War, and they were solely used for the Vietnam War. When warfighters came back, they were looking for our foods, and they were able to find them in some of the
Army surplus stores.
Yeah, you got it. Good call. They were found in the Army surplus stores, and we sold out there rather quickly, and so we needed to make some more for these folks. And so we ended up making more, and our first customer was REI, and that was back in 1968. And so we've been on the shelves ever since there and expanded our distribution, and people have been eating our food for adventure purposes or keeping it for emergency purposes or even using it at work or at home when they're hungry.
Well, Brandy, you sound like you're younger than I am, so you probably don't remember the old cigarette commercial. In fact, a lot of people don't remember cigarette commercials because they haven't been on in decades. But there was one from Winston, and the tagline was, "You've come a long ways, baby." And I think that applies to Mountain House freeze-dried foods, because I was introduced to your foods as a young Boy Scout in the late 1970s. I believe I did buy my Mountain House foods from REI, and we would go on these trips. And I remember the freeze-dried eggs. And no offense, this is like what you say to a person you're not going to date again. It's not you. And it wasn't Mountain House. It was just freeze-dried foods at the time. They were not very tasty. And those freeze-dried eggs in particular were not tasty at all back then, 40 years ago.
No, well, fortunately, we've had all of these years of experience, and over the years, we've been improving all of our recipes and coming out with new recipes as consumers' tastes have changed over time. And yeah, I mean, today we are certainly known for how wonderful tasting we are.
Well, you really are. And folks, if you've ever been to any of the sportsman shows in the Northwest, there's a good chance, especially if you've been to the big ones like at Puyallup or in Redmond or in Portland, that you've run across the Mountain House folks and some of the samples they're giving out. And their food is really, really good. I am happy to eat this at any time in any place. It is just downright tasty. And speaking of that, you've gone Tex-Mex. You've got two new meals that are coming out this summer. I got to try one of them. They're fantastic. Tell our listeners about them.
Yeah, thank you. So every year we reach out to consumers and ask them what kind of food they're interested in for the following year. Generally, we add two new meals to our line. And this year, they are the Tex-Mex theme, like you suggested. One of them, the spicy Southwest breakfast hash. This is a non-egg item, potatoes, shredded beef, green chilies, black beans, and corn. And it also has a little Cholula mix added to it to give it a little bit of spice. We generally stick away from spicy items in our line and allow people to add that themselves. But this year we're adding the spice, and I think that it gives a good variety to our line that generally lacks the spice. And so we've got that, and it is a breakfast item, but I have to say I eat that for lunch periodically myself, because it's a delicious recipe that our internal chefs have been able to make up.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brandy, I've actually got one of those meals sitting in front of me right now, and I noticed that there's no eggs in it, and that's okay, because I've got a couple of eggs sitting next to it, and I plan on cooking up those eggs, scrambling those eggs, mixing it with that breakfast hash. I have no doubt it's going to be delicious. Something else we ought to mention, all your packages, they're not servings for one, they're servings for two. Why do you do it that way?
Great question. Well, most people, when they go backpacking or camping, need lots of calories and fuel to replenish themselves during their activities. And so we purposefully add multiple servings into our packaging to give them that extra set of calories that they need.
And that brings us to the second meal. It's the chicken fajita bowl. It's got 20 grams of protein per serving. So if you eat the whole darn thing, it is 40 grams of protein. I actually had this one for dinner last night. It is two full servings. If you didn't exercise like I didn't much yesterday, it will be two servings of food for you. And it really is very, very flavorful. I really enjoyed it. And better still, it's got real chicken in it.
Exactly. And that's something that we pride ourselves on here, is putting real meat in our foods. A lot of folks will have difficulty finding freeze-dried meals that are on the store that have real meat, but that's part of our specialty, is creating true recipes that you can make at home that also include meat and not some meat substitute.
All right, so here's the last question. I know these are just coming out. When are they going to be available, and where can folks find them?
Yeah, fortunately, they are available right now. We just released these 2 months ago, and so you can find them in most local stores that carry camping supplies. So that could be Bi-Mart, Winco's, Fred Meyer, REI, and you can find them pretty much anywhere online.
How about Sportsman's Warehouse stores? Do they carry them?
Oh, of course. Left them off the list. The list is very long.
All right. Sure. Well, Sportsman's Warehouse is one of our sponsors. They've got stores all over the Western U.S., so pop into one of those, or just look for Mountain House Foods wherever you're going to find freeze-dried foods for your next camping expedition, or these also make great food for emergency preparedness purposes. We'll talk about that another time. In the meantime, where's a website where folks can find out more about Mountain House, located in Albany, Oregon?
Yeah, simply go to www.mountainhouse.com and you'll find all the information you'll need about our product.
That's mountainhouse.com. Again, mountainhouse.com. That's the website to go to. Check out their whole line of tasty, that's right, I said tasty, freeze-dried food for your next backpacking or wilderness expedition or emergency preparedness needs. Brandy, thanks for telling us all about this on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you.